in the swinging and the marching and the two steps to the left and the two steps.
Everything.
I was in, when I was growing up, I grew up in church and grew up in the choirs too, like junior choir, young adult choir, all of that. So I know what you're talking about with that experience. You know, the choirs have different sounds from region to region. How would you describe your choir as a sound? I know you grew up in New York, so you had some New York influences, but.
Of course we have that New York vibe, that Brooklyn vibe, which is like none other. It's so distinct. But I would say that my sound is a little of the old school mixed in with the new school. And so if anyone knows me, I love the music from the 60s and the 70s. Okay. Those two eras were so great and timeless. We still sing songs from then. And so what I do when I write and when I create the music, I try to put a little bit of that old school in it. So the older people will be able to identify with it still. But then again, have that new age vibe that my age would be able to say, oh, yes, I love this as well. And so when you put it all together, you hear what you hear. Everyone is able to enjoy it because of that.
So you got a little new school, a little old school. Who were some of those folks that you enjoyed listening to in quote unquote old school style that may have influenced you?
I love James Cleveland. His writing, his sound, just the choir, it was just like none other. And if you ever are in the car with me, you're probably going to hear the choirs from back then, because I really enjoy all of them. Charles Hayes and James Cleveland, Institutional Radio Choir, the list goes on and on and on, but I enjoy all of them. Mm-hmm. And even until where we are today, and, you know, you've got Ricky Dillard, you got, you know, John P. Key, everybody, you know, Bishop Walker, the list goes on. So I love it all. I love it all.
Did you ever listen to any of the Hawkins?
Yes. The Hawkins family. I have almost every album of Love Center. All of those are classics.
Yes.
And the great thing about it is, like, every song on there was a hit. That's rare. That's rare these days. Back then, every song was a hit, you know, and so the Hawkins were amazing. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We still sing their songs today, all of these years later. So that's how you know you have great music, timeless music.
Timeless music. So if you had to pick one song over time, one choir song that you say that was a definitive choir song for me, what would that be?
Oh, my Lord. There's so many. I don't even know.
Oh, you mean, look, choir head, you don't know that.
Because there's so many. I have so many favorite choir songs, I would not be able to pick one. That's impossible for me.
Well, then let's go into talking some more about you. Did you receive any kind of musical training or formal training to do what you do?
Yeah, so I actually didn't. It was just by ear. I also play the organ, and so everything that I know and I learn just by watching and by ear. So I've never received any type of training, any type of anything. I literally sat at the keyboard and taught myself. And it's an amazing story to hear on how the Lord has literally blessed me with that great gift to play. And so what I do now, I'm able to play what I hear. And then, you know, I allow, you know, like the band just to kind of like enhance it. But I thank God that I'm able to play everything that I hear in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's just a great gift that I know a lot of people would love to have.
It is.
But I thank God that I have it.
It is a great gift and just a great blessing all around. You know, because a lot of us, we can hear stuff and then you sit us in front of a keyboard and we go, dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Now, let's talk about when you got off into doing choirs professionally. What was the first choir you started with?
Sound of Victory. We started in 2014. Well, before that, actually, my pastor at my home church gave me the great opportunity to be over the youth choir. And so from there, I was about 18. And so it was like amazing because I'm like, oh my God, I'm in charge of the youth choir. But not realizing that he was training me up for my own. And so years later, I have this choir that I have today, the Sound of Victory. We just celebrated 7 years in January. And so the platform out here was wide open because we didn't really have that young choir out here anymore. And so I used that time and I said, I think this is the right time for me to start my own choir. And so I think it was a Wednesday night. And I called a few of my people. And so we had the first rehearsal in 2014. By like the second rehearsal, I had almost like 100 people.
Wow.
Because, the people were so excited about a choir in Brooklyn, New York, because we didn't have it. And so I had people coming from Jersey, people coming from Philly. The word was out that I had my own choir. And so everybody was so excited about it and said I wanted to be a part. And so since then, we've been going, we've been thriving, we've been literally putting out great music. And it's been a great journey. It's been a great journey thus far.
So how have you all been moving through this pandemic? And, you know, choir and choir music has been there to help get us through some things, through the civil rights movement, the kind of music that we did, those choirs and stuff. So how have they been doing and how have you been doing as we move through this pandemic? And now you got a release coming out, but how's it going?
Yeah. So, of course, this pandemic has changed everything about in the entire world. Nothing that we do is the same. And so for me, I don't allow anything to ever hinder what I do. And so what I do, I just try to find another route. And so that's what I did. Literally, I think we did a virtual concert in June. Of course, I wasn't able to have the entire choir, but I took about 12 people. I think we had three in each. And I had about 12 people, and we were able to, you know, put that out. And everybody was so excited because they were like, oh, my God, because we really needed this. And this way that we are in right now, the people need a lifting. They need to hear encouraging songs. They need to hear that there is still hope for everybody. And so when we put out that concert, I got so many great reviews about it because it was just like, oh, my God, we've been in the house. All of this time, we haven't been able to go to church, no concerts, no this, no that. And so you brought the concert right to our homes. And so many people were blessed by it. And I thank God for it. And so we are still moving throughout this whole pandemic. I refuse to allow anything to stop me, you know. And so what I had to do was just adjust everything. A lot of the times we can't have everybody, but I just had a concert in January. And so what we did is we got everybody tested.
Okay.
And so that was how we were able to bring everybody. And so I have a lot of people in the choir. And so everybody got their COVID test.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was great. It was safe. We had no problems at all. And that's how we did that.
Okay. Now, the project that you have coming, that you have out now, this is your debut release on Hez's label. But how did you end up coming to his label?
So basically, he's known me my entire life. He was really good friends with my mom. And so they were great friends way before me.
Okay.
And so when he heard that I had a choir, he's always been there to be a great support and a great help. And so when he, you know, finally put the pedal, you know, to the metal with this, he said, I want you to be our first artist. And so here we are today. I'm his first artist. And so we released Any Day Now. And then we just released One Sound Live. And it's been going great. It's been a great journey thus far. And I know we have so much more planned ahead.
Oh, wow. So on the album, can you name a few of the songs on there for me?
Sure.
And you have a favorite?
Any Day Now, Oh Give Thanks, It's Here, Great and Mighty, and I Owe You. It's an EP right now. The album will be out in the summer, I believe. It's for all ages. And I'm telling you, you'll enjoy this new flair with an old vibe to it. You will really enjoy this.
Which one is your pick? I'm going to sneak that in.
I would say Any Day Now. Any Day Now is one of my favorite songs right now.
Well, why is that your favorite song?
It encourages me.
Okay.
It encourages me in the time that we're in. And not realizing that this song would really come right on time with everything that we have in our world right now. And it seems as if he's nowhere to be found, but I'm telling you, God is still with us.
Yes.
And he's going to come through for us any day now. And so it's just a short jingle just to encourage everybody to say, any day now, God is going to give you your healing, your blessing, your miracle, your anything that you need. It's coming at any given moment. And so that's what that song is all about.
Oh, right. Did you do most of the writing and producing on the album?
Yes. So I write all of my songs on all of my albums that I put out. Even before this one, I write all my songs. That's another great gift that I have. I'm able to write all different types of songs. And I thank God for that, because there are a lot of people that are not able to do that. But I'm able to write, I'm able to play it, and I'm able to sing it. So, it is a 3-in-1.
1-2-3 punch.
Type deal going on.
That is amazing. You can write, perform, and produce your own music and haven't had any formal training, which is truly amazing. A true gift from God. And now, one thing before you go. If you were not doing music, what do you think you would be doing, Vincent Bohannon?
Well, I'm a pastor as well.
Okay.
I've been a pastor for 2 years. I took over my mom's church about 2 years ago after she passed away.
Oh, sorry.
And so I am also an artist and I'm a pastor. So I'm two different people in one body.
And how are those two bodies juggling all of this?
Oh, it's actually juggling pretty well right now. You know, I don't know how I do it. I think it's because I'm young right now.
Okay.
I don't know what it's going to be like when I get a little bit older, but I'm able to handle it well right now. But then again, I have a great team at the church. So even if I'm not able to be there, I still have a great team that's going to keep the church running and afloat. You know, it's all about having that team of people that are always going to keep things running, you know, when I can't be there. So it's a great gift, and it's a great honor to have people that will literally do whatever it takes to make sure that nothing drops at all. So, you know, I thank God for them.
Well, that is truly amazing, and juggling all of that and then having your team, because choirs are not always the easiest to work with, but you love them.
Oh, no. So many different opinions and attitudes and this and that. But, you know, I love it, because aside from all of that, we are one big happy family. And I love what I do. I love them. And it is a great experience to really be a part of a choir. I'm telling you, it is.
All right, then. So, Pastor Vincent Bohannon, where can people find your music live in Chicago, the Sound of Victory Fellowship Choir?
Sure. You can find us on everything. We are literally on all the musical outlets, YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Pandora, whatever it may be, we're on it. And so you can listen to all of our music. One Sound Live, that was just released in March. Any Day Now was released in October. And my other songs, He Reigns, We Win, Road to Five, all of those great albums and great songs that you may hear. Just search my name and you'll find it all.
And so how do they, if people want to connect with you on social media, how do they do that?
Sure. So I'm on everything. I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, and I'm on YouTube. So if you ever need me for anything, you'll be able to just search my name and I'll be right there. I'll be right there. Instagram, Vincent Bohannon. TikTok is my name as well. YouTube is my name. So everything, you just have to search my name and you'll find it. You'll find me there.
All right, Pastor Vincent Bohannon, thank you so much for joining us today. I really, really, really do appreciate you coming on. And folks, you can find his music out there in the digital stratosphere of things. Live in Chicago, Pastor Vincent Bohannon. Sound of Victory Fellowship Choir on Hez House Music. Is that right?
Yes. Hez House Entertainment, actually.
Hez House Entertainment. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And audience, I want to thank you for joining us today as well. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to this podcast so that you never, ever miss an episode of its uplifting and inspirational content. Now, if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Twitter at Lynn Woods, that's LINWOODS, or Facebook, Lynn Woods, or Instagram at LynnWoods96, or you can visit my website at LynnWoodsInspiredMedia.com. And Vincent Bohannon is going to take us on out right now with just a little bit, just a snippet of Any Day Now on the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. God bless. Right here. Come on, y'all.